Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben hello.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
You are in the middle of a clearing. You have just seen this monstrous, huge beast in front of you.
They're popping up through some sort of portal.
Well, I mean, they disappeared via lightning. Maybe they arrived that way, too?
Yeah, when the big ones died and then they all left at once, it seems like a strategic retreat.
The real big one, it seemed like it had elements of the Fae, but it was a hodgepodge of different animals.
They see me run to the trees, and then they see, like, a dark cloud that comes from my hands.
Right before it hits, you see that same lightning bolt.
Come and fight us yourself!
Somewhere else, we see almost a crystal ball within a liquid surface. Focusing in on Thea, and we see in this room the dead body of this creature and long white hair.
The Lodius fucking burns me! Good!
As he laughs, I'll be coming for you soon. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Carla Maxted.
That is me. Today I am going to be Lexington. Lex, we've decided on. But maybe always beefy boy in our hearts?
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. Today it's Flint Firebeard's turn.
And Amy Moore.
That's me, and I am playing Thea, who's happy to be back. She feels like she doesn't get enough airtime. She's jealous.
Just like how she doesn't get enough turns when we fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she's jealous of a story, other story, B, story A.
They get the same amount of time.
Yeah, she doesn't feel
In
that.
In fact,
she was used to having all the
she
all
was,
the time.
Yeah, now she shares the time. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, where Amy feels like she gets more time is over in Tom's game, which is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, right?
That is true. She gets a lot of time there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never once had to share that character spot with any other character.
Really nailing this banter today, aren't we? So good.
It's the facial expressions that come after. It's the...
How's the weather today, Jim?
Over to you. Sports.
But what happens when you are a patron is you get an episode dedicated to you. It comes upon you, and
whether
we present
you want it
to
or
you.
Not.
Yep.
Sorry.
Like today's.
Here it comes.
Like today's patron, Terry Jensen.
There it is.
Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Tear
Thanks,
Bear.
Terry.
Thank you.
And now, fuck it. Let's play D&D. Previously, we had our good friend Rev from the Crit Show on, and there were a few loose ends that we didn't wrap up. So you had some things to look for. Some horses and some Donnie.
A little bit of Donnie.
How long, given worst case scenario, would you say that you would look for these things?
Until the end of time.
Things, Russ? These things?
All we're left with is this fucking goat, Russell.
Okay, so here's how it plays out. After the hideous monster from an unknown place, an unknown origin, disappears, you are left in the clearing with your good friend, Margaret, And you help the warriors, quote unquote, kind of clean up, help bury their deceased, and then go out hunting, not hunting, go out in search of your horses and Donnie.
We're going to hunt those horses down, I tell you what.
Hunt those horses. You go back to where you had originally crashed, and with Margaret's help, you very quickly find horse tracks that go off in a couple different directions.
No, they've split the party.
You follow them, find them. So Tiny and Clip-Clop are easily found. After, I mean, correct me if I say anything that's too outlandish, after several days of searching, you come across Donnie's collar.
Thought you were going to say a different word that started with C, and I was going to be very upset.
Corpse. He was worried you were going to say Donnie's corpse.
Nope. You come across Donnie's collar. Thea, your telepathic calls to Donnie, no matter how hard you try and how long you try, remain left unanswered.
So we search for several more days.
Do we have any sort of searching montage music?
You tell me how many days you search for before you...
9 years pass.
Okay. No hints or clues or anything other than the collar are left of his whereabouts.
Thea does not accept this. He's out there. We just have to keep looking.
Do you think because he knew you were where you were heading, he would go there?
Donnie's never really been much of a, you know, like, initiative, take charge kind of dragon.
Yeah, he needs a pretty thorough explaining, usually.
Right.
I just can't see him leaving. I just can't see him choosing to leave.
And this collar, what's the... That was just decorative, or...
Well, he's now no longer as big as he was before. He is now just this little red pseudo-dragon.
Russ, is the collar ruined? Or has it just, like, detached? Like, has it broken apart, or has it unclipped?
It looks like the clasps have been forcibly removed or damaged in some way.
Someone's stolen Donnie.
But did that person think they were stealing a dragon wormling?
That person must have been very powerful to have gotten even close enough to Donnie to rip this off of him.
Or someone he knew and trusted.
There aren't many of those people around, unfortunately, Lex, but yeah, I guess.
Well, I don't know how to help. I didn't know him for long.
And you're not getting anything on your mind chats for him?
No. It's just radio silence in there.
Trying to see if I have anything helpful, but not really, because I'm just a beefy boy for the most part.
And any there's been no tracks where we found this collar. Ooh. It was just there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've searched pretty thoroughly. We have no leads. What should we do now?
My mind tells me that we should go to Waterdeep. Maybe Donnie will be there. But my heart tells me that Nulara would not stop looking for him.
What if we continue to look as we travel and maybe someone saw
you know, a pseudo dragon in a cage or something.
I don't think we have much of a choice. We're running out of supplies out here, wandering through the forest. Let's head to Waterdeep.
As you set off down the path with Clip-Clop and Tiny, Margaret says she is separating ways. She approaches Lex and reaches out to hand you something.
Margaret pulls a stone out of her pocket and I think gives it to Lex. I hope that, well, if this name doesn't stick, I hope you find one that does. And you crush this and you can send me a message. It's not a very good one, only one time, but you know, you let me know where you are if you need help and I'll be there as fast as I can.
She tells you that she'll do her best in the circles that she has to try and track down Donnie. And if she hears anything, she will contact you as well. You travel on the road back to Waterdeep. From your location, it takes you a couple weeks. As you're nearing the final stretch of Waterdeep, Flint, we find you deep in thought. Which may be unusual. I don't know.
I was going to say, is that new for you?
I mean,
are you lost
usually
in there?
Deep in blinking, thought not so much.
Thea and Lex make a perception check.
25. 24.
Okay.
Damn, we are like...
on it. You're on it. You're focused. You're on it. That's okay. I will tell you what that means momentarily. We close in on Flint's pensive demeanor and flash to another scene. We are over top of the Well of Dragons. Explosions, roars, and screams of battle are happening below, and we zoom down towards the Temple of Tiamat as we see Flint rushing towards the closing door of the Temple of Tiamat. And it's at this moment that Flint tried to call on Bort.
That son of a bitch.
We zoom into Flint's mind as this is occurring.
I need you right now, bud.
Yeah, man. Kind of a lot of stuff to unpack with this whole scenario.
Yeah, there's some important shit happening. And we gotta take care of it.
Yeah, something might not have told you, might not have let slip. Where I come from, and it could be very similar here as well, but Tiamat, she's got a kind of a thrall over folks like myself. And if I come out and help you, I don't know if I'll actually be helping you. You catch my drift?
Yeah, that, well, it just wouldn't have occurred to me, so that's... yeah, maybe best you don't show up then.
I get what you need me to do, and I'm very... I don't say this a lot. I'm very sorry, my friend. I can't be there for you right now.
No, that's it's okay. I guess just the three of us will have to take care of this ourselves then.
He says once more, I'm sorry. And then you feel him fade from where you normally sense him. You don't, it's not that he's gone, it's just that he's gone into a sort of hibernation.
He pulled the blanket all the way over his head instead of just mostly up his face.
That's right. He is full hiding under bed with blanket.
Okay.
And we flash back to Flint's face in the present time. And Thea and Lex, over the last couple weeks, you've noticed Flint, I mean, not that he's normally the most chatty individual, but he's been extra quiet. And Thea specifically, Lex, you've noticed this, but maybe, you know, context wise, you don't necessarily know it, that it's important. But Thea, you've noticed the dragon scale on Flint's body has expanded well beyond where it is, creeping up his neck and further down his arms. You crest over a hill and you see off in the distance the city of Waterdeep before you.
Flint, how you doing?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I just keep kind of replaying, you know, Tiamat and everything else in my head.
Yeah, yeah, it's a special 5 minutes when I catch myself not thinking about that day. You know, let's get in here. Let's update Leosin and talk to the Guild of the Nine Shadows, the Brotherhood. Who are we talking to about the scales?
Arcane Brotherhood was the one trying to help you with that.
Why there's so many?
Guild of the Nine Shadows kind of ditched you.
Well, fuck them then.
Yeah, remember you went back to the Guild of the Nine Shadows and Reginald Thermopolis told you to basically go do it yourself.
Oh, right.
Yep.
You don't because, have... Yeah. Resources are low and we can't do anything.
Was that funding's down?
Yeah, I think it was.
Pretty sure it was. Yeah, Salazar
was out. His name
was
Reginald.
Not sure if that was the voice, but
no,
maybe
I'm pretty
it was.
Sure that was the voice.
Gonna have to go back and listen.
Okay. Let's go to the... Did I just say the Brotherhood?
Arcane I don't know. Brotherhood.
Yeah, but I don't know how much of this we are sharing with our new friend Lex.
Okay, well, they are for world knowledge. The
I don't think
Arcane
Brotherhood
is
secret?
Well known within the realm.
Okay, Brotherhood makes it just sound like maybe it's like a secret society.
The guild was super secret.
Oh, the guild was super secret.
All right, well, let's go to the Arcane Brotherhood first stop and talk to them about your condition.
Yeah, I remember they said something about an amulet needed, but I don't remember much else other than that. So maybe they can remind us.
You don't remember what you need?
In my defense, there was a lot of other stuff going on that seemed a little more important.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the event that we didn't die, this is, like, the most important stuff for you.
Yeah, for me, but it wasn't the most important for us.
I flip open my notepad that I keep in my satchel. I'm going to moot you right now.
How dare you?
This is my character choice.
And I say, here's what you need. Remember it.
Okay.
You need the host vessel, which I think would be really hard to lose. Diamond as dust. A drop of your blood. The amulet of wonder. Bing, bang, boom. It's only four things.
What was the diamond one?
Diamond of dust. Mm-hmm. Or as dust, sorry, as dust. A crushed up diamond. Let's
oh, perfect.
Just, diamond yeah. dust. There we go.
Good thing diamonds are very crushable.
Well, yeah, right? I take the big one out of my satch. Got you covered, buddy. We'll figure this out.
All right, four things. Sounds easy enough.
But maybe in the meantime, they can do something to slow some stuff down.
Where is the grayscale? Like, have I seen it? Is
oh,
it obvious?
There's got to be.
By this point, you've definitely seen it.
Like, obvious.
You
would.
You would have seen it on him before. I mean, it hasn't been talked about in game, so I'll leave it up to you guys if you've talked about it elsewhere. But yeah,
it's like creeping up the neck pretty good.
Previously, it started kind of central chest, but yeah, now it's neck and upper arms. So creeping up from underneath his armor and clothes.
And are you guys having this conversation? Like, are we all just walking together, or are you two kind of apart?
Well, I think since once we found the horses, right, we probably hitched up the wagon.
Sure. Which was destroyed.
Which was, and I mean, but we were out there for a long wagon. Time. We bought a new wagon, God Russ.
Okay,
minutia.
In 2 weeks.
These are the questions I get.
I just didn't want to jump into the conversation.
Walked
off to have
sitting up front in the carriage, which is why I'm trying to be like, I know you're within earshot and you're like hanging out. And I'm just like, you know, your condition.
That thing that you've got going on.
The diabetes.
The diabetes. That one, yep.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Yes. So we're just, probably speaking in...
tongues.
No. I was going to say, really obvious, code, gonna get that thing checked out,
From the people?
Yeah, the Brotherhood of U.S. So, we're just being straight up probably real weird.
Okay. Well, I'll just let that play out before I jump in then, I guess.
Just, I've noticed that you're...
Carl's just like, can I play the game now, too?
Your rash has been spreading. I'm just going to call his scales his rash now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get that rash checked out.
Where will you look for Donnie when we get to the city? Do you think he will go to where your friends are?
Probably, if he's going to go anywhere... Yeah, maybe the Arcane Brotherhood can help us out with that, too.
I think after we make our way to the Arcane Brotherhood, then I'll probably have to leave you. I think I need to return to the place where I was...
made?
Created? And find my creator.
But that sounds like a really heavy trip, man.
Well, it sounds like you're the Decimators of Dragons. I think you're familiar with very heavy trips, so the fate of the world doesn't depend on this one. Flint, I wonder if, and I apologize for the invasiveness of the question, but I do have some healing abilities. I wonder if I could try to help you with your rash.
Thanks, Carla.
I've got what's called antibiotics.
Got a real good topical cream.
Mm-hmm. Bexotrin, got some polysporin, some neosporin. She's got all the sporins.
She's got all the sporins.
I just pull out a big box labeled sporins. Just pull out a bunch of different bottles and tubes.
But then also like mushrooms and stuff? Because like spores.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could give it a shot. I don't know if it's something that can be just healed like that. But yeah, you know what? If you want to give it a try, I'm open for it.
I mean, I don't know either, but I'm happy to try.
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to heal his like dragon scale list because I think he just like has a
dragon scale rash.
I mean,
yeah. What are you using to try and do this?
Well, I mean, I do have like normal healing. Kay. Like I have lay on hands. Mm-hmm. And other skills.
You pick one and you tell me, you pick one.
Okay. Well.
Also, how hilarious is it going to be if she fucking just cures him and we never even thought to like just try to heal you?
Well, what if I try lay on hands? Let's say I have two tiers of powers. I'll probably start with the lower level sporin before trying the upper level
sporin. The extra strength sporin is saved for later. It's emergency exactly. Sporin.
Okay. Describe to me.
Okay. So are we sitting side by side?
I scamper into the back of the wagon to leave room for you to come on up to the front and do your stuff.
Perfect. So I'm going to come up beside Flint, and is it on whatever side of your neck I can see it on? That's the side.
I'll
I'm
say
gonna
right side.
Both sides.
Before we do you want to do this while you're in the wagon, or do you want to do this once you get back into Waterdeep?
Well, again, this is just a low level sporin. Okay. Let's just give it
sure.
a shot.
Go for it.
In the wagon. Okay. So I'm going to put my hand on the side of your neck and just close my eyes and Alakazam your heal, but probably not.
Okay, so you begin to lay on hands, and it starts as you otherwise have felt it begin. Flint, you feel the warming energy come from his very cold hand. You feel it leach into your arm. Lex, you feel very much the same. Thea, you're watching this from the back, or are you just falling asleep?
No, I'm like right up there.
Okay, I'll tell you what you see in a second.
Okay.
Flint, you feel the warmth move into your muscles. And Lex, you're feeling... The same energy drain that you normally feel. But just as quickly as it starts, it ends, and you feel this warmth sucked back out of your arm, Flint, and your muscles feel colder where Lex said they were healing you. The energy bounces back on you, Lex, and you feel it rush back to you. Thea, in the back, you see Lex focusing, paying attention to both Flint and Lex. There's a bit of a glow about what Lex is trying to do. And as you watch Lex, you see where skin looked like scars. You see those begin to, as the longer he goes on, begin to peel and separate from each other. The skin begins to peel back. You see muscle and sinew below. And as the energy rushes back, it quickly seams them back up. as if nothing had happened before.
Did it work?
I'm sorry, my friend. It didn't work, at least. I'm almost positive it didn't work.
I mean, I felt something at the start, and then it quickly disappeared. And I even felt kind of cold afterwards.
Yeah, I think this might be beyond my healing powers.
Not even the extra Baxin? Sporin? Neobaxisporin?
Maybe once we're off the road, I can try again and see if I can pour more energy and focus.
I don't know if you want to pour more energy into it.
What do you mean?
Well, this might be super personal, but as I was watching you do your mojo, your skin was totally separating and I could see your muscles and everything. And then when you were done and it came back to you, it all like came back together again.
Yeah, that's how it works.
What?
Is it weird that I didn't notice that?
I mean, you were kind of focused on, you know, the you were in the
like mood. You weren't going to yeah. look like straight at him and be like,
yeah, just me with my hand.
Am
on
I healed yet?
Eye contact.
Yeah. I'm going to say you were kind of facing the
well,
the
you
road.
Still had the reins.
That's how I picture yeah. it. Still he was driving. Still like driving the yeah. cart and I was beside
okay,
him,
Lex.
So he wasn't looking directly at
so
me.
So sorry, every time you heal someone, you rip your body open a little bit.
Well, every time I heal someone, then it hurts me. But it's worth it to put that good back into the world, to put that healing energy into someone who needs it.
How many people have you healed?
Well, a few. I mean, it's been a couple years since I've been who I am, and I didn't know right away what I could do, but once I learned, I tried to help. And then sometimes it works great. I mean, I got Perseus. That's how he is with me. So isn't it worth a little bit of your life to put love into the world?
No, yeah, yes. My healing spells do, there is not that toll.
Well, I don't understand it. And that's part of the reason I want to go find my creator to learn what he did, why it happens, and how I can, maybe how I can stop that. It would be wonderful if I could just heal and not hurt myself.
And your creator lives in Waterdeep?
The Baldrick Mountains. So I'll take my leave from you after we find Donnie. Hopefully. I say under my breath, not to her. I say after we find Donnie. Yeah.
Thank you. Thea might have cried. Okay, so, well, that's like more personal information that's come out of you in the last 2 minutes than I think the entire time since we've known each other. Breakthrough.
Well, sometimes after a healing,
you're vulnerable and I can ask you any questions I want.
Well, maybe not any questions, but it changes me in a small way every time, so.
Okay. Well, will you be joining us for Flint's rash removal?
Gotta get some sweet talcum powder going on here.
Yeah. Well, if you think I would be useful, then I'm happy to see that through.
Well, you've
I'm very
you've
strong.
More than...
So if you need some sort of strength assistance.
Well, you've more than proven yourself in a fight. It's nice to have, you know, people around. I don't know, Flint?
Yeah, I mean, Lex has been a real boon so far, so.
As long as you want to stay with us, Lex, you're welcome.
Well, let's see how things go in Waterdeep.
You know where your creator... Does your creator have a name?
I don't know. When I left him, I was in no condition to ask questions. So I think I remember how to get back there. But I'm not exactly sure who I'll find. And if I'm being honest, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do to them when I find them.
Oh.
My intentions now are noble, but I can't say how I'll be.
Murderously noble.
Fair enough. Well, we have something to take care of with Flint's, you know, situation here, as you can see. And we're stopping at the Arcane Brotherhood just to see if there's anything that they can do temporarily. And if not, we are off again. If Donnie's not there, hopefully we can send out. They can, I don't know, give us some resources to look. We can't keep looking and leave Flint like this. So while Flint is still Flint, we'll be heading out to the Temple of Kalimshen, which is in the Bald or something mountain. No, okay. Just curious.
Welcome back to the middle.
You put a little like...
It's like a country vibe.
There's a little twang on
you know,
the end.
I've been listening to a lot of country radio lately, mm-hmm. you know, what with my job, and I just feeling the boots and
just
the trucks.
Seeping
and
into
the
your bones.
Yeah, I really like it.
And the girls.
Mm-hmm. Feeling the girls.
Feeling just, the girls, hey?
Your yeah, HR is getting involved next week. Yeah. It's a real problem.
Oh, I took Russ isn't allowed to listen to country anymore.
Well, yeah. We just said cut up
banned
these
in
songs,
the office
Russ.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, Russ was the last person I would have picked for that.
I know. You know, it's
never
always the quiet
someone.
Ones, though.
Always the quiet ones.
Okay, where
Russ doesn't inappropriately do anything with any girls is over on Patreon.
We're just straight downhill. The break lines have been cut.
Patreon.com/dumbdragon.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
I can finish it.
I don't even know where to go from here. But
well,
Patreon,
yeah.
You can support. Come join our community. You can support the show. You can support the other shows that we are doing and creating and all that great stuff. And part of being a patron is you get some special access within our Discord community, which is, of course, open to the public. But patrons have access to special channels with the ability to ask us all the important questions. Like what country songs Russ is singing this week.
Mm-hmm. And has HR actually gotten involved yet?
And how's the HR complaints going, Russ?
Time will tell.
Yep. But also what's happening on Discord is some very magical things. And something that we're very happy about is that people are playing games together.
Together.
Yes. People have like made friends and now they're playing games together. And it makes me so happy.
It really
so
warms
nice to
my
see.
cold heart.
I know. It's so nice.
We have an amazing little piece of the internet bubble right now. Because our Discord is, I'm going to say, the best place on the internet.
Yeah,
wow.
It's very nice.
There,
it's so wholesome.
There are no
also,
mean people.
Also
there's
not
no grossos.
Yeah, no, there's no grossos.
Yeah, I
We've
mean,
got,
just Russ, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, HR is talking with him. But I mean, no one makes anyone feel unsafe. We're very inclusive. People are legit just making online friends again, like... like straight up chat room style online
like
friends
the
and
halcyon
just
days of the internet.
Mm-hmm. And playing games together. Like,
one of the biggest questions I receive on my other podcast, you can go listen to it at dmtogmcast.com.
Shameless.
Flawless, Russ.
Yeah, it was great. One of the biggest questions that we say we can't answer is where do you find people? But you can find them over in our Discord.
Now you have an answer.
All those people are looking for games too. And we think you should join us. So a couple things there. Come join us on Discord. That's free. But you can also join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We have a whole bunch of different tiers with a whole bunch of exclusive content. Plus some extra bonus Discord access once you get in there. And all the details are at our website. Dumbdragons.com. Haven't plugged that in a while. Go visit us over there.
There's a website.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
now we're
going
to get back to this episode where we're back in Waterdeep and it's super cool.
We always go back to Waterdeep. It's always Waterdeep.
Throughout this conversation, you have made it to Waterdeep. The gates to the south entrance of Waterdeep open wide. The last time you were here, the streets were filled with refugees. The city was surrounded. Sentries and metallic dragons were set up on the walls. And now it is all but back to normal. Life has resumed, at least from a surface view. The city appears to be moving and operating as it did before any of the Cult of the Dragon attacks began occurring. Okay. Out of game here. The Arcane Brotherhood is in Luskan.
Why did you let me go on? Do they have...
Do they have a satellite outpost?
Do they have a satellite location? Yes. Yes, I'm curious.
Your touch point here is Leosin.
Okay.
And Castle Waterdeep and the Council of Waterdeep. So okay.
I was sort of getting that mixed up.
I thought maybe everyone was in with them.
Yeah. I mean, at one point everyone was here because there were massive battles happening.
Of course, we were planning the end of the world.
Very easy to catch all the managers all at once because they were all in for the meeting.
Mm-hmm. It was a divisional meeting. Everyone was there.
If you were to have a start point,
going to Leosin.
We're going to say maybe you remember that the second you cross through the gates at Waterdeep, you have this realization that, fuck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, that tracks
character-wise. It really does.
The gates open, the city's back to it's being great.
New Laura was really the one that was good with maps. Like, that was kind of her whole
notes and maps.
So,
yep.
Thea just assumes whatever city she goes to, the people will be there that she needs to talk to.
That you guys are still, you know, working through that hole
in
the
party. That's right.
Back to normal.
Wow, it looks a whole lot better in here. Jesus. Okay, so the Arcane Brotherhood is totally not here.
Yeah, as we were getting here, I was starting to think that it wasn't in Waterdeep.
No, it's definitely not. But we can still go see Leosin, who may have some ideas for us.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. Let's go see Leosin. Hopefully he will have some ideas. And then, I mean, we've got to set off to the temple in Kalimshan, which is, and Thea starts pointing around like to the east, north, east, west.
Roll a history.
2.
You think they're where you think they are?
Northeast, west. They're in quarter of Faerun.
Anybody else want to roll a history to contend that, or are you just going to believe her? That's fine, too.
I mean, she seems very sure of herself, but...
She does seem confident. Okay, cool. I'm not going anyway,
I will roll a history check.
Thank you.
It's going to be good enough. It was a 19, and that's been one of my bonuses.
Yeah, you know Calum Shan is the oldest civilization, more than 9,000 years old in all of Toriel, and it is far south. Far south. It's its own...
The only direction we didn't say.
It's its own country, for lack of a better term, within the world. Yeah. But yeah, perfect. Definitely not northeast west.
So as I'm pointing around, does favor. Flint just like grab my hand and like just point it south? that's what I said, south.
Okay. I mean, you were so close.
So, you know, I was just one direction away.
Story of my life.
It's the One Direction book.
I got it.
The last place I expected a One Direction joke was our podcast.
That's why I was like...
Very quick, Russ.
Is Russ making a One Direction joke?
Why are you touching all over my beer can? What are you doing?
Very I'm panicking.
He made a One Direction joke and doesn't know what to do with himself.
He's peaked. He knows he peaked.
Oh, shit. Now what do we do? Oh, God. You make it to Castle Waterdeep. The guards see you coming. You give them the salute that you normally give them. Yep, just like that.
My middle finger. No, I'm just kidding.
And I say, I'm with them. I'm with them.
They nod. They let the whole wagon in. Everybody aboard, all three of you. And the goat. Don't forget the goat.
Goddamn right.
Yep. And you park.
I park.
Like, do you parallel park again? Like you did in... where was
I can't remember, but I did it really
it's
nice.
It's where Lip Sync was.
In Blackpool.
Oh, Blackpool.
Yep. In Blackpool, yeah, you parallel parked. Like,
it's where Lex was, too. Mm-hmm. You parallel park it, and there's like pages that run out to try and like, you know, take the reins from you, and then they kind of step back as you are parallel parking in astonishment. And they're like, hey, can you teach us how to do that?
Maybe later, kid.
Wow.
Brush the horses, and I flick him a gold piece.
Thought you threw him the keys, and I was like, I don't think there's keys for this, Amy.
No, I'm pretty sure there are keys, Flint.
I don't know if you know how wagons work.
No, I'm pretty sure there are keys.
One of them catches the gold, and they look at it in astonishment, like it's the most money they've seen in forever. And they say, yep, we'll brush them until their hair falls out.
No, please don't do that. They've been through a lot.
We'll brush them gently until they are appropriately brushed.
Okay, and then feed them oats and tell them how pretty they are.
And pretty. You're very pretty.
Okay.
You head into Castle Waterdeep. You head to Leosin's office, I presume.
Oh, yeah, I do the special knock.
This is new for Lex. So you enter a very, probably the largest castle you or any part of you has ever seen. I don't know how you want to describe that, but tapestries are hung by the walls. It's intricately carved stonework, like, a lot of times with castles, it's just like crude, put it together, make sure it stands up. The walls are smooth within Castle Waterdeep. There's
so fancy.
Freshly cleaned carpets that run runners that go down all hallways within the building. The deeper you go, the more torches they have. It is the highest level of luxury, I guess you could say. That I think Lex has probably ever seen.
There is a part of me that feels like this is a little bit familiar. But I'd say I'm 80% completely in awe of this place. And 20%...
No big deal.
It feels not comfortable. I probably have never been in the castle before, but I have certainly... seen the outside.
Okay. Fair enough. You head down the familiar hallways for Flint and Thea, the familiar hallways that you've come to know so well over the last several months, and make it to Leosin's office, and the door is closed.
Now I do the special knock.
How does the special knock go?
You know. It is the only special knock.
You hear from inside a chair scoot back. and papers, and books, you hear them closing and papers being arranged and footsteps that come to the door. And it opens, and standing before you is a very clean cut, from the last time you saw him, more well-rested Leosin. And he looks to you and a smile crosses his face and he says, you're back. And he reaches to give you a hug.
Oh, I hug him.
Says, I thought you were supposed to just deliver Nulara, and that's a relatively quick trip. We thought something might have happened to you.
Oh, yeah, we were such dicks. We really should have sent, like, a note or something.
Well, I mean, most of us thought you'd probably be okay. Some of us thought you might have died.
So who won the pool?
I'm going to have to check the scoreboard after, but...
Okay, I hope it was you.
I had you coming back right on time.
Oh.
Joke's on me. Mm. I should have known.
Yeah, that one's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it was Arvid who won. He'll want to see you at some point.
Oh, that Arvid.
Yeah. Come on in. Please. Please come in. And who is your friend?
Oh, this is
hello.
Lex.
It's nice to meet you.
He reaches out and says, ooh, chilly. nice to meet you too, Lex. Where are you from? As he's pulling chairs around his desk.
Well, I was parts of, let's say, the Baldric Mountains.
Out by Thay region. That's quite a far ways away from here.
Yes, I'll be heading back there soon.
My, well, that is quite a travel. I hope you have safe travel arranged, safe passage arranged.
I mean, I was just gonna find a caravan or.
Just gonna hoof it. Cool. All right. Well, have a seat. That's fine. So where tell me.
We lost Donnie.
Why?
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Now, he pulls out a scroll.
Anything but a heartache. Poor Don.
He pulls out a scroll and it says here, to be left with my most trusted of friends.
Oh my God, Leosin, don't even do that. Listen, we were coming back from... Okay, so there's a few stops on the way. Everything's fine. We go to this town, Blackpool, which isn't actually even there. It's overrun by this Orcus-loving fuck-up.
Oh.
And he snatches a new friend that we had, pulls them into, what is it, like?
Like a death portal?
Yeah, death, like into Orcus land. Anyway, we find this fine fellow, Lex, there, and we all escape. But coming... from there to here, big, angry, like monkeys that shoot lightning out of their mouths and just appear and disappear like through portals and kind of like whoosh over top of us, topple our carriage over. We're all left unconscious in a ditch. We wake up, horses are gone. Donnie's gone. We end up, I don't know, helping some villagers that were also trying to battle a thing. Let's just say things disappear. We find our horses. We search for days in the woods and Donnie is nowhere to be found. But we found this and I slammed the collar down on his desk. Somebody took this collar off. Somebody stole Donnie.
Now, I know you're thinking that she left a lot of stuff out of that recap, but actually it was pretty accurate.
Wow. That,
you're welcome, listeners.
You know how to really get into it, don't you?
Yeah, that was beginning, middle, end right there.
Yeah.
Case closed. Except not, because we don't have Donnie, and now he's little. Now he's just a baby boy.
Okay, well.
And we need some help. And also, at the same time, we don't have time to look for him because of... Flint's rash.
Flint, you have a rash on top of all of this?
Well, I mean, it's
It's this little thing that's going on in my neck here and other places.
Rash.
She's just trying to be kind.
And other places. It's okay. Where you can see and also where you can't.
Well, that's a lot to unpack. That's like... So where do you want to start? He reaches for the collar. He says, we might be able to use this to help locate Donnie if he's in this plane.
Well, that's where I wanted to start.
Okay.
Let's try and find Donnie.
Great. Cool. All right. And then he moves it off to the side and says, and then what's next? We'll have to go talk to some higher ups there. What, Rash, you got to find an ointment.
His condition is seeming to rapidly deteriorate.
Since the last time I saw you, it has become worse.
Yep.
The rash. Do we really, okay. Yep. But we'll keep going with this.
We just met Lex.
Fair enough.
We didn't want to spill all of our beans and,
I get it. Nope.
Messed upness all over him.
They take a long time to warm up to people.
I've noticed that.
Seems like you came in at a time when there was high tension.
I think high tension follows these ones around. I found them, or I guess they found me, in a town full of zombies.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of action since then.
Yeah, it's kind of just been one thing after another.
Since they've been gone, my blood pressure's gone down. My doctor said I might not die.
Oh my God.
At an early age, but now I feel it rising.
At an early age, you're like 80.
I'm 32.
Oh man, you gotta self-care.
I wanted to make an obligatory Kelly Clarkson joke when Russ said since you've been gone, but there was no time to get it in.
Gotta be quick.
Tom.
Gotta be quick with those things. Okay. So we gotta find Donnie. Do you know what you need for your rash?
Yes. My good friend here, Thea, had written it down because, well, she used to be a scribe, so she's still in the knack.
Mm-hmm.
It's just four things.
Cool.
Diamond as dust, drop of my blood.
Easy.
The amulet of wonder.
Right.
Which, I mean, there's probably tons of those lying around.
Just kicking around.
And host vessel.
I think you are the... Oh, no, wait. Host vessel.
No, we need a host vessel for...
Yeah.
For Bort.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Great. Gonna have to do some research, unless you got a location of any of the big ones.
Yeah. That last known location of the Amulet of Wonder was the temple in Kalimshan.
The temple in Kalimshan.
It just says... That's how I wrote it down.
Well,
the temple in Kalimshan.
The temple in Kalimshan. Well, Kalimshan is a country about as big as Faerun.
Oh, I'm sure there's more than one temple there.
There might be a couple, being that they are a... they got a lot of temples. Got a lot of magics. They're a very old civilization, so in fact, they might have more temples than we would.
Do you know anyone in Kalimshan?
I can put in some requests, see if I can't figure out if we have anybody down there who might be able to help you figure some stuff out.
That'd be super duper.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have to look into that though. Okay, you wanna? Okay, take this, and he hands you back Donnie's collar. He says you gotta go downstairs and take this with you and go see Arvid. He's kind of in charge of the wizard scenario now. He's kind of head of the department. I see your reluctance.
Well, no, it's fine. I just bet he's just such a treat to deal with now that he's been given,
he's talked, about you a lot. How he thought you'd come back alive.
Oh, well, that's good. That's nice. Okay.
So, positive.
For sure, yes.
He was rooting for you.
Okay.
And then I'll see who we have down in Kalimshan. See if we can't get you a location of a temple. The temple. The temple. And maybe we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else I can do for you? Now that you've dropped all these.
Oh, you mean other than solve all of our problems for us? No, Leosin, I think we're good.
You've laid it out for me. Just all over my table.
Oh, please, your table was covered in papers before we got here. I heard you shuffling around.
Neat piles. Look at them now, and you look down, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah, no. Look at this.
Nobody touched his table yet. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like you two walk back in here, and just chaos follows you.
Be a real fucked up curse.
Tell me about it. Go see Arvid, please.
It was nice to meet you, Leos, and I'm...
Pleasure. Pleasure.
Sorry for the stress.
Oh, it's not your fault. You sound like you have a journey ahead of you that has nothing to do with me.
And for that, he is grateful.
Thrilled about that.
I'm thrilled. It's amazing how some days you wish you were left in a cave with dragon cultists.
When we shake hands, I shoot him a little calming healing through my hand.
He breathes just a sigh of relief as that happens. Are you trying to do it sneakily so nobody else sees? Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a little.
It's a little trickle of healing.
Yeah. Perfect. The three of you head out and back down the stairs to Arvid's. Thea and Flint, you lead the way. Thea, as you are walking, you think you hear a noise, familiar noise, coming from behind you.
I turn around.
There's nobody back there. You just see the torchlit hallway.
What type of noise did it sound like?
It was a voice.
Oh, it's a voice.
It was a voice.
Oh, that's a very specific kind of noise.
Yeah.
Whose voice did it sound like?
So you hit your button and turn your chair around.
You couldn't quite place your finger on it.
I kind of give my head a shake and keep walking.
As you turn back around, you're immediately faced by the image of Nulara.
No, damn it!
Standing, grasping your shoulders, staring deep into your eyes. Her eyes completely black. And she goes to speak, and a black bile begins to froth from her mouth. You go to instinctively reach to your side and pull a dagger.
No.
Your hand goes to a blade, you pull it out, and you see Nulara's dagger. The glowing red eyes, and they thrust up into the body of Nulara in front of you. The intro song Nowhere Land is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Christian Brown, Cretans Raven, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Joshua Dixon, and Kat Waterflame. To find out more how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Well, yeah.
It made him big.
Made him into.
Oh, it made, him, made big. Him big. Thank you, Carla. I was like, well, it means like he was owned and he was a part of the family. It was where,
had
that's
his
where I was going to go.
Shot on there. Yeah.
His that's registered right. His tags. Yep.
I googled Baldrick Mounds to
oh,
see where it was.
Way
every
the fuck
map
out
of Faerun.
Yeah.
So I put in Baldrick Mountains and it, like a lot of like leather sexual paraphernalia.
Oh, I got the actual Baldrick Mountains in the United States.
So that's well. Yeah, I probably just spelled it differently.
Fair enough.
And it looks like it's
Did you accidentally write Baldrick Mountains?
Baldrick Mountains.
I don't think so.
Gotta go to the Baldrick Mountain where my creator
is. It's
where my creator
is. He gave me this schlong that doesn't work anymore.
And that's why I'm dressed in all this leather.
This story is getting richer by the minute.
Sorry.
Yeah, it looks like it's fantasy themed. Oh,
nice.
That's exciting.
Anyway, just thought I couldn't see that on my computer and not share it with my friends.
Appreciate that.
Dicks.com. Yeah. The whole other Dicks.com situation.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together with you.
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose.
Stop.
Oh, God. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.